politics and libertarian rants? Not necessarily those, not necessarily in that order. So for the last couple of weeks, I've been very proud of my Canadian brethren to be able to continue the protests against the fascist Trudeau. But now, this is the end. And this is what I've been saying for a while. I've been saying that the problem with these protests is that they get a lot of recognition and they move the needle forward for all the rest of us to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's look into this a little bit more. Of course, based on what you're seeing, the suppression that you're seeing on the Fear Stream media, that you don't see anything on the Fear Stream media about this actually happening. You see people being trampled with horses. These old ladies being trampled with horses. Trudeau hiding in a hovel somewhere. I mean, come on, people. He's like Saddam in his hole. You've got a fascist dictator coming in here. And it's interesting that it would happen in Canada, because I think I still think that this is almost a trial run. They said, let's do this thing in Canada to see how they respond in Canada, because Canada does not have a history of hammering its people. In fact, even when back in the 80s or the 70s or whenever the FLQ, those terrorists were doing something back then, even then, they barely did anything about it. Even then, when they were doing mail bombs, they barely did anything about it. So the fact of this is happening today in Canada is surprising. It's a little shocking. But you can see now, it's pretty obvious to me. I don't know if it's pretty obvious to you, but it's pretty obvious to me that Trudeau didn't really have the balls to do this. If you look at some of those stormtroopers coming in there and the equipment that they're wearing, and there's this one really great picture of them standing on the Canadian flag in their war armor. These poor, normal civilians are being hammered with these Nazi stormtroopers. You can tell that these are not Canadians fighting other Canadians. These are foreign mercenaries that somebody has airlifted in. And it's also telling me that Trudeau is not running the show anymore. It's been going on for a couple weeks, and his higher-ups are now saying, okay, you've had enough. This isn't working. It's time for you to bring in the troops. It's time for us to unleash the stormtroopers on the poor, helpless Canadians. We all have to keep a good eye on what's happening up there, because it's basically telling me, and it should be telling you, that the reality is that whoever seems to be a leader, quote unquote, isn't really a leader. They get their marching orders from somebody higher up. I wonder who. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think freedom.